Hello again, and Happy New Year! Thank you for downloading this Mansion Inglés podcast. This is podcast number 45, recorded for January 2012. I hope that together we can improve your English and take it to the next level. This month we have más verbos y vocabulario en el nivel básico. At intermediate level, some grammar, the causative have, and some cinema vocabulary. There's a video to watch on YouTube about applying for a job in the business section, idioms and expressions for advanced students, and much, much more. En los podcasts mensuales, hablamos de los temas, vocabulario y ejercicios que salen en nuestro cuaderno mensual. Así podéis practicar la pronunciación y repasar el material del cuaderno. Si quieres recibir gratis el cuaderno cada mes, ve la transcripción de este podcast o lee los anteriores, vete a mansioningles.com y sigue los enlaces en la página principal. En el nivel básico, hemos practicado algunos verbos que gastamos con mucha frecuencia en inglés. Escucha y repite las frases siguientes. To speak. Hablar. My friend Jimmy speaks French, he speaks German, and he speaks Japanese. To play. Tocar. Paula plays the piano. Dennis plays the drums. Gordon plays the guitar. And Barry plays the bass. To do, hacer. Roberto does his homework. To like, gustar. Spanish people like rice. I like fish and chips. To write, escribir. Please write your name. Can you write your address? Please write your passport number. To use, utilizar. Pepito uses Facebook. I use Twitter. Do you use Twitter? Follow us on Twitter. Síguenos en Twitter. To go, ir. Dave goes swimming after work. To study, estudiar. My girlfriend studies business. To wear, llevar. My dad wears socks and sandals. In the summer. To drive, conducir. Gary drives a blue car. Very good. Muy bien. Ahora, escucha y repite los grupos de vocabulario. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. May, June, July, August, September. Summer, autumn, winter, spring. Autumn, en el inglés británico, fall, en el inglés americano. England, English. Spain, Spanish. Germany, German. France, French. Italy, Italian. Go, went, gone. Speak, spoke, spoken. Fly, flew, flown. see, saw, seen. Have, had, had. Drive, drove, driven. Fantastic. In the intermediate section this month, there is a grammar point that may be a bit difficult for some listeners, so I'll repeat it here. It's the causative have, and we use it when someone does something for us, and we don't do it ourselves. For example, most people do not cut their hair themselves. No cortan el pelo. Do you cut your hair by yourself? In the bathroom? In front of the mirror? Well, maybe, but probably not. You probably go to a hairdresser. Una peluquería, don't you? So, you don't cut your hair. You personally don't cut your hair. You have your hair cut. You have your hair cut by a hairdresser. Many years ago, when I was young and poor, pobre, I painted my flat myself. I actually worked as a painter for a few months, so I know how to paint, and I painted my flat. Now I'm older, I have a little more money, and I pay someone to paint my flat. I have my flat painted. I had my flat painted about 6 months ago, actually. I can say I have my flat painted or I get my flat painted. I had my flat painted or I got my flat painted. Tiene la misma significado, pero el get es un poco más informal. Entonces, el causative es el verbo have, or get, plus el objeto, plus el participio pasado. I had, el verbo have, my flat, el objeto, painted, el participio. Repeat. I have my flat painted. You should get your teeth checked. I must have my back examined. We had air conditioning installed. Where did you get your hair cut? I'm having my car serviced. A car service es una revisión del coche. Repeat. I'm having my car serviced. Where does he have his suits made? You should get this carpet cleaned. I'm getting my eyes checked. Why don't you have this TV fixed? I got my ears pierced. I want to get my nose pierced. Okay, moving on to cinema vocabulary. Now, I'll say some words in Spanish, in my bad pronunciation, that are connected to the cinema, and I want you to say the English translation before I do, and then repeat the word to practice pronunciation. Ready? Banda sonora. Soundtrack. Papel. Roll. Did you say paper? No. Papel, en el sentido de cine, is roll. R-O-L-E. Roll. Guión. Script. Ensayo. Rehearsal. The verb is to rehearse, ensayar, to rehearse for a play, to rehearse for a concert or a film. The noun is rehearsal. Público, espectadores. Audience. Remember, it's audience for the cinema, for music concerts, plays, etc., and spectators for football matches and other sports events. Crítica. Review. Remember, critic is a false friend, un amigo falso. Critic is the person, and review is the thing the critic writes or says about the film, or the book, or the play. Reparto. Cast. Okay, let's see if you can remember the idioms from this month's Cuaderno selection. I'll say an idiom in Spanish, and you say the equivalent idiom in English before I do. Then you should repeat the idiom in English to practice pronunciation. I'll give you a clue, una pista, a clue, by saying a word that's in the idiom. Okay, ready? Cuando hay hambre, no hay mal pan, o no hay pan duro. Port. Any port in a storm. A todos les llega su momento de gloria. Dog. Every dog has its day. Sobre gustos, no hay nada escrito. Strokes. Different strokes for different folks. Los genios pensamos igual. Great. Great minds think alike. El necio es atrevido y el sabio comedido. Fools. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Quien paga, elige. Piper. He who pays the piper calls the tune. Also, in the advanced section, we looked at some everyday expressions that you may know the meaning of, but may not necessarily use in your normal day-to-day English. I hope you'll choose one or two and start using them now when you speak. So, the first one was, each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. You can also say, every last one, or every single one. It means, of course, every individual in a group. For example, each and every student must register by tomorrow. Or, I've sent every last one of my Christmas cards. Or, every single one of his answers was wrong. All of these phrases are generally used for emphasis. One by one means one at a time, uno por uno. I searched through the cupboards one by one, but I couldn't find the cup you bought me. Second to none, the best, lo máximo, insuperable. Our podcasts are second to none. Actually, our podcasts are second to many other better podcasts, but I like the example. Perhaps our enthusiasm and motivation is second to none. What we lack in quality, we make up for in enthusiasm. To make up for means compensar. We've got an awful lot to do. An awful lot is a great amount or a great number. Muchísimas cosas tenemos que hacer. We've got an awful lot to do. Hay que estresar awful. We've got an awful lot to do. There are an awful lot of people in the queue. Precious little is the opposite. I've got precious little time. Not much time, hardly any time. Escasísimo. You've got precious little to worry about. Either way means de cualquier manera. You can fly or go by train. Either way, the trip is going to be expensive. Make the most of means to take advantage of. I think in Spanish it's something like sacar partido de algo or sacar lo más posible. You only get one chance, so make the most of it. These podcasts are free, so make the most of them. A good few means several. For example, at the conference, I was surprised to meet a good few people who had heard of our company. All too often means something like demasiado seguido. For example, drug addicts all too often steal from their families to get money for drugs. All too often. Okay, ahora un anuncio. Así que puedes hacer fast forward si no quieres escuchar, pero no lo hagas. You should know about a special offer we have on our product page at mansioningles.com. The complete pack, el pack ahorro completo de la mansión del inglés. All of our CDs at a fantastic price. All 8 of our CDs, plus a free CD of 100 software programs to help you learn English. All this for only €99. You save €112, and we pay the postage wherever you are in the world. Now that's a good deal. Es una oferta muy buena. Para ver más detalles, haz click on the CD icon on the right side of the homepage at mansioningles.com. Now, business English. I hope you liked the video exercise about applying for a job, and I hope it was useful. Oh, and thanks to linguatv.com for allowing us to link to the video. I think there were some useful expressions in the video. Listen and repeat some of them with me now. Fíjate en la entonación de las preguntas y intenta copiarla. Is it a full-time or a part-time position? What would my responsibilities be? Can I make an appointment for an interview? What is your educational background? What work experience do you have? Could you please tell me what the job would entail? Could you please email me your resume? Could you please email me your references? Could you give me your email address, please? Could you please spell your last name for me? Good, okay. Now, resume in Spanish is curriculum. I think it's from the French word. It sounds French to me, resume. In British English, we say CV, which stands for the Latin curriculum vitae. CV in the UK, resume in the US. Can you send me your CV? Could you please email me your CV? Okay, now repeat these other useful phrases and the questions from the video. May I please speak with Miss Thompson? Okay, put her through, please. Jane Thompson speaking. How can I help you? How can I help you? I'm sorry, but I didn't catch your name. Would you mind if I first ask you some questions? Can you repeat your name, please? I'm pretty good at organizing things. I'm fluent in Spanish and Italian. That sounds like an exciting challenge to me. I'll send you my CV within the hour. Thank you very much for your time. Well, that's it for this month. So thank you very much for your time. And thank you for being part of the community of La Mención del Inglés. Remember, if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mención del Inglés. And join our growing community of fans. Or send an email to mencionteachers@yahoo.es. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter name is MencionTwit. Until next month then, take care, keep practicing and taking your English to the next level. Bye for now. The music in this month's podcast was by Revolution Void. The album was The Politics of Desire, and the track was Outer Orbit.